Okay, chevra. Let's just continue very quickly with some of the dinim in Hilchos Avelos. Shin Pei Vav and Shin Pei Zayin are both dinim that no longer applies, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shin Pei Vav tells us that there's an then Avelos Chayav Ba'atifas HaRosh, that the Avel has to cover his head. The Hainu Sheichas HaRosh HaBetalos HaBesuder, you have to cover your head with some sort of beged. You cover the top of the nose, etc., your mouth. The Pashtus is, by the way, like Chacham Avadia has in the Tshuva, and what's his name, Avram Chaim Noah has this also, that when we speak about Atifa ki Yishme'elim, it doesn't mean that you cover your eyes, because the Yishme'elim, when they walk around in the street, their eyes are not covered. Haraya, they don't bump into walls. But Atifa ki Yishme'elim probably means the way they do it Ad Hayom Hazeh, which is that they cover their head, and then they flip it around the bottom. Right? So, that's why Atifa ki Yishme'elim. And here also, Yachzok tzaso al piv doesn't mean it goes all the way down. It means like your mouth, like from this, from the bottom and the top of your nose, which probably means rosh hachotam, the tip of your nose, not the top of your nose, the tip of your nose. And this din of atif is only called a rosh, but kishabon menachem etzlo megala rosho lichvodam. In other words, the din is that Atifas HaRosh is required the entire day. When the Menachemim comes, so l'kavod the Menachemim, you raise the Atifa a little bit. For some reason, there's a practice that the Birkei Yosef quotes, it was punkt fakert, that they would only do Atifa when the Menachemim were there, and when the Menachemim were not there, they would not do Atifa. Which is against Shulchan Aruch, but Shulchan Aruch says that you do Atifa when the Menachemim are not there, when they are there, so you're Megala a little bit. The Ramo writes that we do not do, in our countries, we do not do Atifa, and that's the Pashat Minug, ve'en lahach mir l'shanos b'meshalo nohagu avoseinu, and don't try to be so firm. Now, the Pashtus is that there's really no machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber says that we do Atifa, Ramah says we don't do Atifa. Pashtus is no machlokes. You see, the reason not to do Atifa is because it looks really silly, and everyone's going to make fun of you, and there's going to be a chalashem, ha-ha, these stupid Jews. But they only will make fun of you if they don't dress that way. The Mechaber lived in Arab lands, no? He lived in Turkey, he lived in Eretz Yisrael, he has Arabs around all the time. When the Ramah lived in Europe, there weren't that many Arabs in Europe. Today, there are many Arabs in Europe. When the Ramah lived there, there weren't so many Arabs in Europe. So the Pashtus is that the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah is not really Machlokes. It's totally in which country you're in. The Emek Bracha on page Kuf Mem Aleph has this idea. And what should emerge then is that in Eretz Yisrael, in our times, you should really be Mechuyev to do Atifas HaRosh, no? It's a big chumrah that when the person, Rachman San, is saying Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, that since there are lots of Arabs around, you have to do Atifas HaRosh. That's the Imek Bracha's Chiddush, even according to the Ramah. Now, the minig is not like that, no? The minig is that we don't do Atifas HaRosh at all. What's the hesber of this minig? So if you look in the Tshuvas V'Hanhagas from Moshe Sternbuch, Chelak Aleph Semin Tuf Reish Pei Gimel, and Moshe Sternbuch quotes from Mordechai Pogromaski, who he says was a great goyin, who was like someone who survived the European yeshivas, a wonderful goyin and tzaddik. And he points out that the din of Atifa requires Atifa with a beged. It says in Shulchan Aruch you have to use a talis or a sudar. It has to be a beged. For us, Bizman Hazeh, even though in our country people wear these Arab kafiyas and stuff, but we don't wear it, so it could be that for us it's not a din beged, and as such, maybe there's no inyan of atifa b'chlal. That's what he suggests. Now, you might say, one second, why is it not a beged for, just because they, right, they have it, so it's a beged for them, it shouldn't be a beged for me. So I think what he means is that if we don't own the kafiyah, you're right, if I usually don't wear kafiyah, now I buy a kafiyah and I wear it, that's a beged, that's atifa saraysh. But if I'm going to do Atifa just like this, like with my jacket or something, right, that's not the din beged. That's not the normal way. It also feels uncomfortable. That's not the normal way to wear it. So Zakt Moshe Sternbuch, that's the defense of the practice. It's worth noting that the Shach over here quotes, and the Taz both quote, that even though we in our countries don't do atifa, but you should move your hat down around your eyes. But when the Avelo Menat, when the Menachem Menat, they think you should raise your head up. No? You should lower your head. Apparently that's some sort of kiyum of atifa. There is a bit of a discrepancy between the way the Shach quotes this and the way the Taz quotes this. The Taz sounds like that there's a chiyuv to have your hat come down on your eyes when the Menachemim are not there. The Shach doesn't sound like it's a chiyuv. The Shach writes yesh linhoig. No? That sounds like it's a custom. It's a practice. It's not a bona fide obligation. Now, what? They are quoting from the Sefer HaRokeach. Well, the Taz is quoting this on the Sefer HaRokeach, and the Shach just says this on his own. The Shach quotes it as a minhag, the Taz quotes on the Rokeach, that's a chiyuv. Now, the Emek Bracha in Hishtikol Torah, he wants to say like this. You know what? Most Rishonim Paskin, that the din of Atifa doesn't have to be Atifa ka Atifas Yishme'elam. We have this din in Hochos Tzitzis, no? In Simin Ches, that there's a din that you should have you should wear a talus, right? And the din of Atifa, many assume, and the Parshas in Shulchan Aruch is like this, Ben She Yechasa Roshay, Ben She Yigala Roshay, there's an inyan to wear a talus, no? It sounds like there's no real requirement of Atifas Yishme'elam by the talus. Now, we try to be machmir that way, like when we put it on. We do Atifa Kishme'elam for a minute, but most of us, when we daven the whole time, we don't do Atifa Kishme'elam. We paskin, v'cha'ora, that there is no din of Atifa Kishme'elam that's really required, but we still have a din of Kisei HaRoish by davening. And Zuck, the Emek Bracha, maybe this din of Kisei HaRoish is Me'ikar Hadin by Atifa of Avel. And as such, he says that even though in our countries we don't do Atifa Ki Yishme'elam because they make fun of us, but what's the heter to go without a hat? What's the heter not to have Atifa at all when a person Rachman Lutzalan is in Avelos? The Emek Bracha Tainas, that when the Shach says it's a minhag, it's a Shver Shach, because l'cha'ora it's required me ikar hadin. Right? We don't have Atifa Ki Yishme'elam today. Right, there's all page Kuf Mem Aleph in Emek Bracha. We don't have Atifa Ki Yishme'elam today, but l'chor, the din of Kisei HaRosh, standard Atifa, should be required and should be a real chiyuv, and the Emek Bracha leaves it b'tzarech iyun that we don't do this. Reb Fivel Cohen also basically leaves tzarech iyun, and how can the minig is not to have the hats on during Avelos? It's also shver, because l'cha'ora there's two dinim. There's Atifa Ki Yishme'elam, which we don't do anymore, but regular Atifa and Kisei HaRosh should be done during Avelos. They leave it Tzarech Iyun. It's worth noting that in the Derech HaChaim Siddur, when he quotes the dinim of Avelos, he does not quote Atifa B'chlal. And everyone jumps up and down, they spit wood and nickels, they say, why are you not quoting the din of Atifa? L'cha'ora, there is a din of Atifa, like the Shach and Taz say with the hat. Apparently, the Derech HaChaim felt it's not really in, and he's mashmit that entire din. Maybe that's a bit of a yishuv for the Minhag HaOlam. In Chazon Ovadia, Chacham Ovadia Yosef paskins that you should wear your hat during Shiva, but when it begins to be mitzaer you, so just like we have kulas in terms of rechitza and the like, once it's mitzaer you, it's going to be mutter. So also there's going to be a kula that there's no chiv to wear the hat once it's mitzaer you, like in the summer. But it's not pashut, this minhag of not wearing anything. In the Reb Moshe Sternbach's tshuva that we mentioned earlier, he says something which I don't understand. He tried to be miyashav the minhag of not wearing a hat during Shiva, not doing any sort of Kisei HaRosh. I didn't fully understand what he was saying. We just try to say over only stuff that we do understand. Okay, let's go on. So that is Shimin, Simin Shin Pei, that's Simin Shin Pei Vav. Let's talk about Simin Shin Pei Zayin. Shin Pei Zayin is also a din that we don't have anymore. Kfiyas Hamita. Right, we mentioned the Musti Yukni Nosati Bahem Hafakti Apnehem. That's why there's a practice that they turn the beds over. And again, our beds are not are no longer made in the way that Kriyas HaMitzah can be done, and also the Goyim will say that it's Hishuf, just like we have a Gemara in Psachim about if there's a hole between two homes, so you don't do Bedikas Chametz in that hole, because the Goyish and neighbors are going to say it's Kishuf. So here also, we don't do L'chora, what's a real mitzvah, Me'ikar Hadin, a real Nihug of Avelos of Kfiyas Hamita, because they'll say it's Kishuf. Right? That's L'chora the Makar, that outs the concern of Kishuf, we don't do mitzvahs. If not, it's very difficult. So what if the Goyim are going to say, right, we're weird? Goyim think we're weird all the time. I mean, come on. Right? What exactly is this supposed to mean, the Goyim are going to say we're weird? Now, I think the Atifas Harosh thing, the way the Emek Bracha quotes it, the reason why we don't do it is because the Goyim are going to laugh at us, and there's going to be a Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem because it doesn't look respectful. It looks so weird that's going to be a Chilul Hashem. But they just think it's Kishuf, so why would that tell me not to do the mitzvah? L'cha'or, the only makor for that is the Gemara in Psachim, that we referenced earlier, right? Daf Hey, where is it in Psachim about Lachor between something around there, right? So that's Lachora, the only makar. Now, when we talk about the dinim of Kfiyas Hamita, so we don't have Kfiyas Hamita anymore, but Lachora, there's another din that is kind of part of the Kfiyas Hamita conversation, and it's found in the Ramban in the Torah's Ha'adam on page Kuf Pei Gimel. That there's another din of yeshiva al gabe karka. The Ramban quotes, there's one din of kfiyas hamita. There's another din of yeshiva al gabe karka, which the Ramban says is from a pasuk of v'yeshvu ito la'aretz. They should sit with him on the ground. It's a pasuk in Eov or something. And then there's a third din, v'yeshvu ito la'aretz, that the menachamim should also sit on the ground. Elijah Kramer of Vilna, the Gain, points out that the Ramban's girsa in the Gemara, Minayin la'ovel she'en rashay leishev al gabe mita al gabe ha'aretz, shenemar v'yeshu ito la'aretz, lesa b'gemara shalanu shehishmituhu hanadpisim. The Gain says that this line is in the Ramban's Gemara, but it's not in our Gemara, it's because the printers left it out, no? It's interesting, right? The Gaon over here is mechaven to the Sefer Dikduke Sofrim, that this actually was in the manuscripts, in the Munich manuscript, the Shas. Now that's what the Dikduke Sofrim is based on. The line was there. Somehow, right, it was left out later on, but that means that there's another din, besides the dinim of Kfiyas Hamita, which we don't have anymore, there's another din that you're supposed to sit al hakarka. That's another chiyuv. Now, this din of sitting agabe karka, the poskim discuss what does it mean to sit agabe karka, no? So some say that you should sit agabe karka mamish. Al pi Kabbalah, apparently you're not supposed to sit on the ground itself, you're supposed to put something underneath you. And some distinguish between the Eretz Yisrael and the Chutz Laretz for this. I don't know, there's like Birke Yosef. Yeah. I used to say I'm too young to learn this stuff. At this point, I guess I'm not technically too young if you assume this, like, there's the 40-year-old limit, but I wouldn't understand it anyway. But the fact is, al pi Kabbalah, you shouldn't sit directly on the ground. Okay, whoopee-doo. Some say that the dinim of yeshiva gabe karka apply that anything underneath one tefach. Others assume that's a din of gimel tefachim based on lavud. Gimel tefachim based on lavud is a little bit funny, no? Lavud, the standard practice is gimel tefachim. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says gimel tefachim. That's the standard practice. All the shiva chairs are meant to be within gimel tefachim, no? Lovot is a very funny application here. L'cha'ore, Lovot is a din in mechitzas. Lovot doesn't mean, l'chaire, that whatever is within gimel tefachim of the ground is ke'ilu, it's on the ground. That's the pashtus, the way we hold. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Kedushin. When I do kinyan hagbah, no? So Rashi says that the kinyan hagbah is gimel tefachim in order l'chotzi midei Lovot. And Tosas, but that, right, that's like the Gemara about the elephants jumping, which Slifkin says elephants don't jump. Okay, whatever. Chavil is moros. The Gemara asks, how do you do a king and hagba on appeal? Talking about Chavil is moros. And Rashi and Tosas over there, Chavav, or so in Kedushin, disagree about, right? They disagree about whether hagba has to be one type of gimel tefachim, it's also machlokas and erivin, no? Mishnah Berurah Paskin said, when I'm like, be the eruv, I should try to do gimel tefachim, no? Okay, whatever it is. So Rashi understands that there's another din lavod that kinyan hagbah has to be gimel tefachim, because whatever is within gimel tefachim is considered like it's aras michta. L'chora, this din in the Aruch HaShulchan is along the same lines, that it's a type of lavod, not in Inyani Mechitzos, right? The Gemara Reish Sukkah, Reish Erevin, says that Lavud is Halacha Moshe Misinai, no? But that's a din Mechitzos, the Gemara says. This is Lavud, not Mitzad Mechitzos. Okay, it's like a collector's item along the lines of those Rashis. Rav Soloveitchik, in the work Nefesh Herb, page 293. So, Rav Soloveitchik has an understanding that there's no din to sit low down during Shiva. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that the Melech during Shiva is not Yoshev al HaKiseh, he's Yoshev al HaDargish. And the Gemara has a deal on what exactly a Dargish is. According to one opinion, Dargish is an Arsa Degada. It's a good luck couch. You know, like there's a certain couch that you have, it's considered good luck to sit on it. So the Gemara says something to the effect of what? You don't sit on the Dargish all year long. It's a good luck. You never sit on it. And during Avelis, you sit on it. The impression that you get from the Gemara is Enochanami. That's the din. And the yeshiva, the chiv of yeshiva, Agabe Karka, isn't really yeshiva Agabe Karka, according to Rav Soloveitchik. It's just a din that you should be Mishana, the Ofen HaYeshiva. You should change the way you ordinarily sit. And to change the way I ordinarily sit, so usually I don't sit on my dargish, now the melech sits on this dargish. Now, that's where Rav Soloveitchik said it. It seems to me that this mahalach of Rav Soloveitchik is impossible according to the girsa of the Dikduke Sofrim that the Ramban has. According to the Ramban's girsa, this is that the Goyin quotes over here, to din that the ovel has to sit agabe ha'oretz. Right, that's not that you're mishana the ofen hayeshiva. You're not mishana the tzuras hayeshiva. You have to sit, right? The tzuras hayeshiva. Right? We have so many conversations at Rosh Hashiva meetings about not being mishana the tzuras hayeshiva. Right? The Rav felt that avelos, that's dafka the din, that you're mishana the tzuras hayeshiva. The fact is, I don't think that really fits in with the girsa of the Ramban. I don't know. Anyway, the Rav's whole pshat is a little bit shver, no? There's a discussion that many poskim quote, that here, the Shach and the Taz both hold that a chola and a zokain who has tsar be yeshiva, so they are allowed to put a kar mitachtov, no? Today, the practice is that for elderly people, when they're sitting shiva, they don't just put a pillow underneath them and sit on the ground, they sit on the regular chair. The Pashtus and the Shach and the Taz that you shouldn't sit on the regular chair. Rav Soloveitchik would say that you should be Mishana the Ofen HaYeshiva, that you should sit somewhat differently than you usually sit. Again, but I'm not really sure what that comes from. It's an interesting dimion to the din of the Melech, but don't know exactly where that comes from. So we said, again, three dinim. There's a din of Kfiyas Hamita, which we don't have anymore. The din of Yeshiva Gabe Karka, one tefach, three tefachim, etc., whatever the shear is, the practice is three tefachim. And then there's the other din, the din of the menachamim also sitting on the ground, the yeshu ito la'aret. That third din, the menachamim, that we are mekol on, bisman hazeh, right, the shachlin taz quote, mistama macholahu. That din l'choira is like the din of shnios by avelos, which is the covered the avel. That it shouldn't be that the ovel's sitting on the ground and everyone is like hovering on top of the ovel. It's not respectful for the ovel. So therefore we say, you know what? Menachamim also should sit on the ground, v'yeshu itay la'aret, but if the avos moichel them, so then they sit, the avos moichel them, so then they are going to sit on chairs, and the practice today is that there is mechila when it comes to this din. So these are some of the halachas. One more din that we should talk about. That's good that I looked at my notes, is sleeping. Do you have to sleep on the ground during Shiva? No? The Pashtus in the Mechaber is that Bishas Shina, when you are sleeping, you have to sleep on the ground. No? The Drisha understands that that's Taka the Din. And the the Shach quotes this. No? Shach quotes on the Drisha. Kishirotza Lishon, Tzarech Lishon, Agabe Karka. However, the Pischei Tshuva quotes from the Tshuvas of the Panim Me'iros that he disagrees. And the Panim Me'iros says that sleeping does not have to be done Agabe Karka. I think the Minhag HaOlam is like the Panim Me'iros, no? That when an Ovel sleeps, they sleep on the regular bed, even though the Shach Paskins, not like that. Reb Five Akon's Mesupik in the Tziyunim Lamed Dalet, whether an Ovel should sleep the way we sleep on Tisha B'Av. It says in Shulchan Aruch, on Tisha B'Av, you should deprive yourself of pleasure. And if you usually sleep with two pillows, sleep with one pillow. No? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. It's questionable whether this applies by Avelos, Reb Fivel's Mesupik. I think in the Chazon Ovadia, he's Megal. He says that since even by Tisha B'Av, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch HaZachumra, not Me'ikar Adin, so by Avelos, right, where it's much longer, 4 weeks, so then you shouldn't, and then there's no Inyan for that Chumra. That's what Chazon Ovadia says. Now, Reb Fivel Cohen has the following Shtickle Torah. I remember when my mother was sitting Shiva, so one of the cousins came in, and she said, yeah, when you eat, you're allowed to sit at a regular chair and not a regular table. That's what one of my cousins was saying. So I was a little bit taken aback by that. I said that, you know, in Shulchan Aruch it says, B'shas Achila, you're Yoshev Amita Kfuya. And the other din, the din of the Ramban, the Achila also should be Yoshev Agabe Karka L'chora. Sleeping and eating, that you should do it on the ground. So, is there any hesber for this? So, Reb Fivel Cohen, the Badei HaShulchan, says a chiddush. He says that if you go through the Rishonim, they assume that the dinim of sleeping and eating are the same. That means, l'cha'ora, eating when there are no menachamim with you. If there are menachamim, so then the din is a little bit different. We'll talk about that in a second. But eating when there's no menachamim and sleeping is the same. And if you hold like the Panim Me'iros, that sleeping can be done on a regular bed, so eating when there's no menachamim there can also be done on a regular table and regular chair. The cheshbon over here about the menachamim versus no menachamim also appears in the Shach. The Shach says that the Avel is allowed to walk around when there's no menachamim. When there are menachamim, so the Avel should be sitting down. So, if you're allowed to sit, to be on a regular bed, when you're sleeping, and there's no menachamim, says Reb Fivel, you're allowed to sit in the regular chair, l'chora, when there's no menachamim. I'm still not sure if that's correct, though. Because if the Ramban is saying that there's a new din of yeshiva, gabe karka, that's the Girs and the Gemara, even though we don't have this Gemara. So in L'cha'ora, the Shach only says I'm allowed to walk around when there's no Menachemim. He doesn't say I'm allowed to sit on a chair when there's no Menachemim. So I'm not exactly sure that this is Oisgehalten. Look in the Biurim, in the Badei HaShulchan, page Reishim and Beis. I think this requires more work. He paskins on page Reishim and Beis, if I'm reading it correctly, I think he passes that you're allowed to sit at a regular chair when you eat. He means Yosheva Hakise or Hasafso Karagil. I'm not really sure if that's 100% correct. It requires more thought. Okay, let's go on. So these are some of the dinim of yeshiva. These are some of the dinim of yeshiva gabe karaka. Just 1 second. Fine. Let's talk about Simin Shin Peches, which is the dinim that an Ovel is Aser Lahaniach Tefillin B'Yom Rishon. No? The Gemara says that Tefillin is called Pe'er. There seems to be a contradiction in Rashi's about what the nature of this din is. Rashi Moed Katan says that because Tefillin is Ikri Pe'er, so it's a bazillion to the Avel to wear Tefillin. It's right, that's not avelos. Avelos means that you don't have any pe'er. Now you're wearing tefillin, that contradicts the avelos. Rashi in Ksubis, however, says that it's not that it's insulting the avelos, it's insulting the tefillin. Tefillin is called pe'er. The chefts of tefillin, right, a sofer would appreciate this very, the chefts of tefillin has to be treated with a certain amount of respect. If you put the tefillin on the head of an ovel, that's not right for tefillin, because tefillin is supposed to be something that enhances, right? And in other words, it's not mitzad the ovel, but it's mitzad the tefillin. That's the other hesber for the ovel not wearing tefillin. There's a third hesber that Reb Feivel quotes in Sifkat and Aleph and the Lavush, which is that an ovel shouldn't wear tefillin because tefillin requires focus, concentration. There's an issur of hesach hadas in your tefillin. If an ovel is going to wear tefillin, the ovel will be mesiach das from the tefillin. That's the third explanation of the Lavush. Reb Feivel asks, he says, 1 second. Lamaisa, that Lavush is difficult because the Gemara says Ikri Pe'er. The Gemara doesn't say based on Hesachadas. Hesachadas is a different sugya. Hesachadas is a sugya in Yoma Davzayin. The Gemara learns out the Hesachadas of Tefillin from the Tzitz, no? So that's not the same as Ikri Pe'er. That's like a totally different thing. But be it as it may, that's the Hesber, the Lavush. Now the fact is, this din of Hesach Hadas doesn't make it here to Shulchan Aruch, no? The Mechaber in Se'if Bey says, Mebayele lo'ovel le'yesuvei daiti l'chfune li'bei le'tfilin not have Hesach Hadas. And therefore you shouldn't wear them b'shas Hesber u'b'chi. In other words, there's an is of Hesach Hadas, and the Novel has to be very careful. Tefillin is also Hesach Hadas. The Novel has to be very careful not to violate the dinim of Hesach Hadas when he's wearing tefillin during Avelos, again, after Yom Rishon, like we'll speak about in a few minutes. Now, this is interesting. I think this is my Bar Mitzvah Pshatel, actually. The Shagas Aryeh in his Tshuva and Simon Lamites. Shagas, I think everyone, when I was a kid, everyone at their bar mitzvah spoke about Shagas Aryeh, right? Then suddenly it became Reb Velvels for bar mitzvah Torah. Now what do people speak about?
I didn't speak about it.
You didn't speak about it? Uh-huh. I mean, my son spoke about Ir HaNidachas because he likes killing people. But whatever. It was also his bar mitzvah parasha, so he gave a little pshat about Ir HaNidachas. But the fact is, the Shagas Aryeh in the Tshuva says that you see over here that there's a concern that an Ovel will have Hesach Hadas from Tefillin. This is the approach of the Ramban and the Sefer Torah so Odom that makes it here to Shulchan Aruch. The problem is that the Rosh in Brachas, the Rosh quotes that, the Gemara says that you're allowed to sleep when you're wearing Tefillin, the Shenas Arai. And everyone asks, how can you sleep a Shenas Arai in your Tefillin? You just can't sleep Shenas Keva. But Shenas Arai, isn't there going to be a Hesach Hadas from your Tefillin? So the Rosh quotes in the Rabbeinu Yonah that the dinim of Hesach Hadas by Tefillin is only Schokin Kalas Rosh. Hesach Hadas doesn't mean that you need constant concentration, vigilance, attention to the Tefillin. Hesach Hadas means don't have Schokin Kalas Rosh. No? So Frecht, the Shagas Aryeh, he says, V'cha'ora, point A, is that the Ramban, our Ramban, is against that Rabbeinu Yonah. Point B, says the Shagas Aryeh, is that there's a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch, no? Because Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah, that the din of Hesach Hadas is only Skolkin Kalas Rosh. But Shulchan Aruch over here quotes the Ramban, the Hesach Hadas means even Avelos would be Hesach Hadas. There's no, it's not Skolkin Kalas Rosh here, guaranteed. The Isser is that you're mired in your Avelos and you'll lose focus on the Tefillin. So the Shagas Aryeh has the Stira, then he quotes a Rambam, also in terms of the nature of the Isser of Hesach Hadas. It's all Shver, it's a Shver Stira that the Shagas Aryeh in Simul HaMetes asks. Based on this, the Shagas Aryeh rejects the heter in Shulchan Aruch for Shenas Arayah and Tefillin, no? Shagas Aryeh says that even sleeping Arayah is Aser. One could argue that L'cha'ora, when Rabbeinu Yonah said that Din is only Schoik and Kalas Reish, what he meant is that lack of attention isn't Hesach Hadas. But Hesach Hadas by Tefillin means attention to something else. Schoik and Kalas Reish, the pshat is, I'm not paying attention to my Tefillin because I'm thinking about that frivolous matter that makes me laugh. No? Lack of attention hastens Hesach Hadas. Attention to something else is Hesach Hadas. Im kenem hadavarim. So then there's really no contradiction between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Yonah. No? Because in both situations, what's going on, right? The Shagas Aryeh is like a literal. He says, oh, Rabbeinu Yonah says the din is only schoik and kalas reish. But maybe what he meant is that the Isser of Hesach Hadas means paying attention to something else. I think this is the way I said it at my bar mitzvah. I don't remember anymore. It was a long time ago. But I think this is how I said it at my bar mitzvah. That maybe the pshat is that the din of Hesach Hadas is that you don't need constant attention to the tefillin, but you can't be paying attention to something other than tefillin. Schok and Kalas Rosh is something else. Avelos is something else. Maybe that's the pshat. Again, just thinking, it could be. Fine? Any other ha'aris? Yeah. So I think davening is the pshat, that's part of the remember, tefillin and tefillah is like the same lashon. The whole idea is I'm supposed to wear my tefillin during davening. I'm supposed to wear my tefillin where I'm learning. But something that is not intended to be done with tefillin, that's the iser of Hesach Hadas. Fine. Now, let's go on. This din of an avel being usher in wearing tefillin, Yom Rishon. The Shach notes over here in Sifkat and Aleph and Shin Pei Ches that Yom Sheni, there's a machloikas harishonim. The way we have the Shulchan Aruch by us, it says that the second day of Avelos, Achar Hanet Hachama, so then you could wear your tefillin after sunrise. The Shach quotes that other Rishonim say that Yom Rishon is going to be mutter to wear tefillin, Yom Sheni, excuse me, it's going to be mutter to wear tefillin even before Hanetzachama. That's how the Bach paskins. Reb Fiva Cohen notes in the Tziyunim that the Lashon of the Mechaber and Orechayim sounds that way. The Mechaber and Orechayim just says that Ovel Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin. Yom Sheni, it's mutter. You get the impression that even Kodam Hanetzachama, it's going to be mutter, no? What's this issue dependent upon? This issue is probably dependent upon what's the heter of Yom Sheni. You see, Tefillin be Yom Rishon is aser because Acharisa ki Yomar. It's a very bitter day, Yom Rishon of Avelos. It's a very bitter day, the Yom Rishon of Avelos. So then, the second day is not Yom Rishon anymore. And Tefillin is going to be mutter even before Hanetzachama because it's no longer Yom Rishon. However, there's another Hesber. It could be that we need to come onto the rules of Mixas HaYom Kikulo to make all on Tefillin on Yom Sheni. And whenever I deal with the rules of Mixas HaYom Kikulo, I only say Mikzvah Yom Kippur after Hanetzach Ha'amah. If it's based on Mikzvah Hayom Kekulai, so then you have to wait until Hanetzach Ha'amah. Some say that the pshat is something along the lines. It says Acharisa Kiyoim Mar. The kuf in this case adds a little bit. It's not just the yom that's usar, but kiyom, a little bit nachepes, a little bit more into yom sheni. It's going to be usar, but the question as to whether you need Hanetzach Ha'amah l'cha'ora depends on whether we are dealing with the halacha, the general halacha of Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. Now, the Rav in his Shi'urim on page Ayin Dalet is very bothered. He says, one second, Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo is a concept that we have in halacha only on a certain time period that's a malos. A time period, the way Rav Schechter says the word malos, it means a time period that's superimposed on the calendar. The Zayin Yimei Avelos, superimposed on the calendar, that's a malos. Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. I don't say Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo on the day that is part and parcel of the calendar. That's why, even though modern Orthodox Jews love the concept of half Shabbos, but we're not going to say that the idea of Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo gives me a heter to keep half Shabbos, even less than half Shabbos. Right? Oh! Right? You don't say Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo at night, so I'm not going to text at night. But Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo, Shabbos morning, heter gomor, why don't we say that? Right? Why don't we say Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo? The answer is because Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo is a din on a malos, on days that are imposed on the calendar. But it has to be a fixed number of days. If it's just one day, there's no Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. Or if it's a day that's part of the calendar, Rav Schechter has this in the Sefer Be'ikvei Hatzon, in his essay about Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. It's a day that's part of the calendar. I don't say Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. So there's no Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo on Shabbos. Whether I say Mikzvah Yom Kekulo in the Gimel Yom of Avelos, we had that suffix in Rebbe Kiva Eger back in Shin Pei, in the Dinim of Melacha, right? So Rebbe Kiva Eger quoted from the Chaya Adam, the Matzeves Moshe, that we don't say Mikzvah Yom Kekulo on the Gimel Yomim in terms of the Isser Melacha. Then we pointed out the Ramah in Simin Shin Sadi Gimel, so that we do say Mikzvah Yom Kekulo on the Gimel Yomim. Gimel Yomim, one could argue, maybe that's a malos also. Because Gimel Yomim Lebechi, there's a certain amount, there's something special about Gimel Yomim. But 2 days, where in Halacha do you see anything about 2 days? About the second day of Avelos. So there's no din in the second day of Avelos, so we should apply Mikzvah Yom Kekulo. So the Rav says he didn't understand the Hesber of Mikzvah Yom Kekulo on the second day of Avelos. That's what it says in the Shi'urei Harav. That's what it says in the Shi'urei Harav on page Ayin Dalet. Josh, you had a comment?
What would be the svar that you need to do 2 days?
So the svar that you need to do 2 days is probably something along the fact, since it's acharisa kiyaymar, so day one is really strict, day two is not day one anymore. Or, right, the svar of Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo would be that there's something special about the second day of Avelos that relaxes the Isser Tefillin.
But you need the full day too.
Well, theoretically I need the full day too, but Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo, remember Shiva. We say Mikzvah Hayom Kekulo. Theoretically, I need all 7 days, but the Hanhog at the beginning of day Zion counts as if I did the full day. No?
So the idea is that you need the Hanhog of day two to alleviate the
Avelos? Vachora.
Okay.
But we don't understand what's special about day two. What's the Hanhog of day two? That's what the Rav didn't understand about this. Now, when we say that day one of Avelos is different than all other days of Avelos in terms of Tefillin, the Maharitatz has a Hesber, which is very famous. Maharitatz says, you know what day one is special? Because since Avelos Yom Rishon is Doiraisa, that's why day one there's no Tefillin. And therefore the Maharitatz tainas that the only time there's no Avelos, there's no Tefillin on Yom Rishon, is when it's Yom Misa and Yom Kavura. But if it's not Yom Misa and Yom Kavura, so then you should wear Tefillin on Yom Sheni. That's what the Maharitatz says. The Dogo Merivava, by us, argues on the Bahari Tats. Dogma Revava says, whoa, 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 go, let's go slowly. You're telling me that if it's the first day of Avelos, it's just not Yom Yisang Yom Kavura, saying you have to wear your tefillin, that's what Bahari Tats is saying. But Lameisa, the Shach quote, that if it's a Shmua Krova day, let's say a person hears that his relative died within 30 days, then a Shmua Krova. Shmua Krova day, also the Shach says you don't wear tefillin. But Shmua Krova is not Yom Misa and Yom Kavura, no? And therefore, based on this Kasha, the Dagam Ravava says, forget the Maharitat. Maritatz is not accepted lahalacha. The Mishnah Berurah Siman Lamed Ches Se'if Hey, where this din appears, Mishnah Berurah also says, forget the Maritatz. Maritatz is rejected. The Chaya Adam quotes that maybe you should be choshish for the Maritatz, and therefore you should wear tefillin if it's Yom Misa, not Yom Kavura, but wear tefillin without a bracha. Now this L'cha'ora is a little bit difficult, and Reb Feivel Cohen raises this objection in the Badei HaSholchan on page Reish Mem Vav or something. His objection is, L'cha'ora, not making a bracha is because, you know what, I have to do a mitzvah, I'm not sure if I should do a mitzvah or not do a mitzvah, so I do the mitzvah without a bracha. But over here, wearing tefillin could be an isser. Right? It's an isser either mitzad kedushas ha'tefillin or mitzad the avel. So to say that we're without a bracha, l'chora, the bracha isn't the issue at play. It's the tefillin per se. The minig, nonetheless, in many communities is that they follow the Maharitatz v'halacha. The minig in Yerushalayim, the Pnei Baruch says that they follow the Maharitatz. And Rav Shechter told me once that the minig by the Yekes is that they follow the Maharitatz, which means that they will wear tefillin, Yom Rishon, if it's Yom Misa, not Yom Kavura. That's the practice, although Lamaisa it is very, very difficult. It's also difficult, this whole Maharitat, because Maharitat is predicated on the fact that Avelos Yom Rishon is the Oraisa. But we pass in Shin Sadi Tess if Yud Gimel that Avelos Yom Rishon is the Rabbanan for Unzer Ashkenazim. So how come, right, the whole Maharitat is Mamish very difficult? The Pashto says we don't hold the Maharitat at all. Chazon Ovadia and Chacham Ovadia Sefer, though, he, since in the Minig Yerushalayim, he really tries to defend the Maharitatz, and he works very hard. It's like 10 pages on this. I don't know. I don't really get it. Fine. So those are some of the issues in terms of the Maharitatz. So there's another din in terms of tefillin. I'm losing my voice again. There's another din that Reb Kiva Eger quotes over here from a Magen Avraham in Siman Lamed Ches, which is a Gemara on Chaf Gimel or so, that there's an Isser for the Avel to wear tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos. If there are new people who come, who didn't see this fellow ba'aveluso, so you can't put on tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos. If the tefillin were on already, you could continue to wear them, we paskin. There was a Tana, so you have to take them off, but we paskin, no. We paskin continue to wear them, but it's also to put on tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos. Rabbi Kiva Eger notes that there's a machlokes harishonim about whether this din of panim chadashos is true only on Yom Beis. It doesn't apply all the days of Avelos. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like when he presents the din that you shouldn't put on tefillin b'fnei panim chadashos all the days of Avelos. Based on this, I remember when Rabbi Konigsberg was saying Shi'urim on Avelos while he was putting out his sefer, he said the practice should be that an avel should be careful to put on tefillin all the days of Shiva in the bedroom or something, not where the other people are there. Because if there are other people there, then there's a din of panim chadashos, and you shouldn't be meniach tefillin bifnei the panim chadashos. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen, in the Badei HaShulchan, he has a question. He says, let's say I know the panim chadashos are there, am I allowed to go into a different room and put on tefillin shelo bifneihem? Is it like the Harchokos by Mezigas Hakos or something by Ishtel Nida? That Shalom B'fonim is going to be Mutar or Hatzos Hamita. Like, turn around. Okay, right? Is that the pshat? So he's Mesupik about this point in terms of the din. He's masubik about this point in terms of the panim chadashos. If you know the panim chadashos are there, is it mutter to put on tefillin shelo b'fneihem? That's his suffik. There's a discussion based on in the mekubalim sfarim as to whether you wear tefillin d'rabbeinu tam. If you normally wear tefillin d'rabbeinu tam, do you wear tefillin d'rabbeinu tam during avelos? No. Now, most rishonim paskin, or most rishonim assume that the machlokas between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam about tefillin is a machlokas whether one is right, one is wrong. We're not sure which is which. That's what most assume. The mekubalim have a mahalach that both the tefillin of Rashi and the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are correct, but they might be correct at different time periods. No. The Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin that it is Havayis Be'emsa, no? So they assume that might be in Yemos HaMashiach, and then there's a question as to when Yemos HaMashiach began. And that's why many Hasidim are into wearing the tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam, because they assume that Yemos HaMashiach already came after the Baal Shem Tov met Eliyahu Anofi and Yemos HaKa'asi Marach Yafutz Ma'ina Sechachutza. So already we are living in the days of Yemos HaMashiach, and that's why the Hasidim, they're very into wearing the tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam. So there is another stream among the Kubalim that Stam say that they're both correct entirely. Right, not that the Havayis Bemsa somehow relates to Achris Hayamim stuff. There are two different streams among the Kubam. Now, if you assume that really we pass in like Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin is Tam as Ayachumra, so you could say that an Avel shouldn't wear the Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin during Avelus. Because why do a Chumra if it might be wrong? But if they're both correct as Tefillin, if it's a bona fide suffix, which tefillin is correct, so in l'cha'ora be more mistaber that you should wear the tefillin of the Rabbeinu Tam during Shiva. In the Chidushim of Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolyes, which is in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes, an Avel should not wear the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin all Shiva. No? Rabbi Feivelkorn passes that way in the Badei HaShulchan, that Avel kol Shiva should not wear the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. Those who are more inclined to the Mekubalim, that both tefillin are correct, or something along those lines, so they do wear even the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Shiva. Okay, whatever, I have no idea why we just spoke about this, it's not the most relevant thing. Yeah.
Well, you should paskin that everyone has to wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin.
We should paskin.
You should tell everyone the shorter Rabbeinu Tam tefillin.
Right.
What was this room?
In Mount Sinai, we should make an announcement. Yeah, yeah. Maybe after the bridge we'll make that announcement. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If Chiyuva wearing tefillin is deraisa, what's the heter to?
Sheval tasa. Yechom chacham lakadom minater b'sheval tasa. That's what Chiyuva...
Maybe it's not an obligation to respond already.
What?
Maybe.
Or maybe, like, Reb Velva has a fancy shtickle term. There's no mitzvah to wear tefillin every day. Right? There's just a mitzvah that you should wear tefillin. Reb Velva at one point was sick, so he was like, Choli Me'ayim, he couldn't wear tefillin for a few days. So what he did is he tried to catch up for the missed time. No?
Also.
What?
After somebody asked him if he's choshes for everyone, why he doesn't wear tefillin for Cholamoyed.
Who does this?
Somebody asked Reb Velva why he's choshes for all the Rishonim.
How he doesn't wear tefillin for Cholamoyed? So the answer is he wore tefillin for more.
They don't have to wear tefillin for Cholamoyed. Let's wear extra after Cholamoyed.
Okay. Whatever. It's not exactly clear from where we know that the mitzvah is to wear tefillin once a day, every day. We don't know where that comes from. It's a good thing to encourage people to do that, to wear tefillin every day. It's a good thing, but these are basically some of the dinim that we wanted to talk about in terms of tefillin. Okay, Avra, thank you for listening. Have a good Shabbos, and Yitzhak Shem will continue our avelos on Monday and Tuesday.